Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Chumas Parakhas, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili, Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Neshama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yaz, Brent, Pari, Rachel, they should be benched for Zarsha, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. Now, if you remember, we learned in Mishnah Aleph of a number of scenarios where a person thought that they were allowed to eat Chuma, but then it turns out that they weren't allowed to. For example, a woman who was married to a Kayin, and then it turns out that her Kayin husband divorced her or died. Or the Evan of a Kayin, and then it turned out that his master died, or set him free, or gave him away to someone. Or a Kayin, who it turns out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and he's not allowed to eat Truma. So Mishnah Beis tells us, V'kulam shahaisa Truma v'seich p'yem. All these people, they were in the middle of eating Truma. They were in the middle of munching on a juicy Truma apple, and then they got this news that they're not allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Yezer says, Yivlu'u, they're allowed to swallow that which they're eating. They don't have to spit it out. Rabbi Shua tells us, Yiflatu, they have to spit it out. They're not allowed to be eating truma. They have to spit out the truma that's in their mouth. Amrulai, let's say they told this Kayin, Nitmesa, you became Tameh. You started eating truma and you weren't Tameh. But we saw that as you're in the middle of eating the truma, you became Tameh. Or the Nitmes truma, the truma that you're eating became Tameh. So Rabbi Yezer says, Yivla, he's allowed to swallow it. He started eating it beheter, so he's allowed to swallow it. Rabbi Shua says, Yiflat, he has to spit it out. Since right now he's not allowed to be eating it because he's Tameh or it's Tameh, he has to spit it out. Now let's say they told him, Tameh ha-yisa, you were Tameh even before you started eating it. Or Tameh ha-yisa truma, the truma was Tameh before you started eating it. Ahai, naidashu tevel. Or it turns out that it wasn't even truma, it was tevel, and a person's not allowed to eat tevel. Or let's say a person's eating food, and it turns out that it's umaisa rishon shaloi nita trumasai, it's maisa rishon that the trumas maisa wasn't taken off of it, so it's not allowed to be eaten. Or umaisa sheni vehektish shaloi niftu, it's maisa sheni or hektish that were not redeemed. We know that Maaser Sheni that wasn't redeemed has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and he's not in Yerushalayim. And we know that Hektish that wasn't redeemed is not allowed to be eaten at all. This fellow is a Kayin, and he's eating Truma, and he tastes the taste of a bug in his mouth. It tastes like this gross bug. Now, he's not eating a bug. Obviously, if he's eating a bug, he would have to spit it out right away. We're just talking about how the Truma, for whatever reason, tasted so terrible, it tasted like a bug. In all these scenarios, Hareza Yiflite, he has to spit it out. Even Rebbe Eliezer agrees that in these cases, he's not allowed to be eating it, and he was never allowed to be eating it, so therefore, he has to spit it out. Now moving on to Mishnah Gimel with a slightly different topic. We know that before produce has reached a stage where it's chayv in truma and maaser, a person is allowed to eat from it arai, in a temporary fashion. He can snack on it without having to take off truma and maaser. For example, if he's out in the field and he's busy working with his trees or with his produce and he wants to snack on an apple or something like that, he doesn't have to take truma off of it. However, once it's reached a certain stage, then he's not allowed to eat from it, even in an arai fashion, until he takes off truma. Now, we also know that once this produce is brought into his chatzer, it's brought into his courtyard, it's chayv in truma and maaser, and he's not allowed to eat from it in a temporary fashion. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Haya oichel ba'eshkol, he's eating from a cluster of grapes, v'nichnas min hagina l'chatzer, and he goes from the garden into the chatzer. And so now that he's in the chatzer, everything he has is technically chayv in truma and maaser. Rabbi Yezer tells us, Yigmar, he's allowed to continue eating that which he was eating, even though now he's in a place where it's chayv in truma meiser. He had already started eating it beheter, so he's allowed to finish. Rabbi Shua says, Lo Yigmar, he's not allowed to continue eating it. He has to first take off truma meiser. A similar concept has to do with Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, a person is not allowed to eat from something in an arai fashion, in a temporary snacking fashion, even though it's not yet in his chatzer, so it's not even yet chayv in truma meiser. Once Shabbos comes, he's not allowed to eat from tevel in a temporary fashion. So the Mishnah tells us, Chashcha lele Shabbos. Let's say it got dark, it's Friday night, now it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yezer says, Yigmar, he's allowed to continue eating that which he started eating. This doesn't mean he's allowed to continue eating it on Shabbos itself, because on Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat from Tevel in a temporary fashion. Rabbi Yezer means after Shabbos, he's allowed to continue eating from this produce in a temporary fashion, in an arai fashion. Now Rabbi Shua says, Lo Yigmar, he's not allowed to continue eating it, he's not allowed to finish eating it. That's because once Shabbos came, and on Shabbos, he wasn't allowed to eat it in such a fashion, so even after Shabbos, he's not allowed to continue eating it in such a fashion, unless he takes off Truma Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.